Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
The spirituality.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Real. Oh my goodness. This is crazy this morning. Listen, audience. This is my first attempt at live streaming. So I'm trying to do more than one thing at a time and being technically challenged. Okay. Here we go. Let me see. I gotta move the chat. I gotta make sure that I'm centered in the picture. Move the chat. Okay. I got it. Now, welcome to the show. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality, that is what this show is about. Real life circumstances, real events, real things that happen in our everyday life and how they are all connected to to spirituality. I'm trying to, how do I make this screen smaller? I am trying to, you know what, I'm not even going to worry about it. This is just a test today, and we'll see what happens. Okay, let's get to the show. Reality Spirituality, for my new listeners, it's not a religion. Reality Spirituality is a guide. It's a guide to living connected to the most powerful energy source. And what's the most powerful energy source? Some people use the term God. Some people say Buddha. Some people say higher power, source energy. I like to use the term universe. For me, that, I don't know, just feels comfortable for me. But this show, Reality Spirituality, dissects our everyday life experiences down to the least common denominator to reveal why we're not as happy as we could be. And when I use the word happy, I'm not talking about skipping through the tulips or winning the lottery or getting married or, this is not about anything that happens to us externally. Reality Spirituality is about a show that really focuses on our internal state, of being. It's a knowing, a peace of mind, a contentment. A knowing that everything that happens to us is in perfect order. And everything that happens to us not only is in perfect order, but everything, and I mean even the most challenging moments, every circumstance is a gift. It's a clue. It's knocking. Hello, we want to teach you something. We want to show you something. We want to let you know that there's a lesson in all of this, a lesson for you, a lesson for your betterment. And that's what this show really focuses on. What are the lessons and what happens to us throughout the day that maybe some lessons we're ignoring? So Reality Spirituality it focuses on our everyday life experiences. And in my opinion, it's our everyday life experiences that really define our lives. You cannot be happy without, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. I love that quote by Abraham. And so this show wants to share with you, my audience, how to experience the happiest journey ever. And when I say living happily ever after, I believe that's it is attainable, and I know that it's doable. I mean, I'm living it every single moment of my life. Happily ever after is attainable in this lifetime. How do I know? Good question. Because I've experienced both. I lived the majority of my life, you know, we used a term roller coaster, up, down, up, down, up, down, and just searching and wanting to feel. I was searching for a feeling to feel good, feeling to feel good all the time. And I thought it was about, well, if I go on a vacation twice a year, I'm going to feel good. Or if I get married, I'm going to feel really good. And guess what? It didn't happen. I was still wanting. I was still searching. So this show, I would like to share with all of you, every single one of you. And I would also like you to share with me. What we learn in our everyday experiences and how we've changed. It's interesting. I was having a conversation with my son yesterday. Oh, let me move this screen over here. I was having a conversation with my son yesterday, and I'm trying to open up the chat room. I can see you. I would see you. Got to move on. You can't change the past because it's gone. That's true. This is what I want to say. I was having a conversation with my son, and it's so funny because, you know, these children, mother and children, we have our little back and forth, so I have my things with my mother and my son. He tells me, you know, right out, hey, Mom, you do things that irritate me. And I'm, first of all, it's unbelievable that I can do anything to irritate anyone. That's what he's told me that. And so yesterday I was talking to him and he was telling me about what he wanted to do. And then I said, you know, if I were you, I would. And I stopped myself because it sounded just like my father. My father would always give me the advice of, if I were you, I would fill in the blank. And as soon as I said that, as soon as I started that sentence with my son, I said to myself, I actually said out loud, I said, wow, sounds just like my dad. I said, you know what, Nathan, I'm not even going to finish the sentence. That's what this show is about. It's just instantly changing, instantly snapping yourself out of old patterns and old behaviors and doing something different. Who the hell am I to tell my son what to do, how to do it, unless he asked me a question, right? I'm really not into telling people what to do anymore. And let me tell you, I used to be the queen of telling someone else what to do and how to do it and what they should do. This show, or your lives, and this show represents change, instant change, day-to-day change, in the moment change. Oh, man. So let's talk about our subject. Last week I started, and, you know, we there's so much to talk about that we ran out of time. Of course, sounds familiar. Last week we talked about the lessons I learned, and there were three huge lessons in 1 week, just bam, hit me. And I call it the universe blindsiding me, and the universe was just blindsiding me left and right. And one of my lessons last week, which I talked about very briefly, was changing and just changing it up. Making different decisions in the moment, doing something different in the moment. And you don't even have to, the lesson doesn't even have to be that huge, but just having the ability and being aware to be able to change things up in the moment. And one of my examples was, I told my audience last week that I'm a fighter. If there is any injustice, I'm writing a letter, I'm talking to supervisors, I'm talking to managers, I am making sure that that injustice gets set right. And last week, I gave up a fight. I gave up wanting to fight. I gave up wanting to make something fair. And for me, audience, let me tell you, that was huge. And I gave up wanting to fight. And I said, you know what, universe? I'm going to let you take on this job. I'm going to let you make things fair if they need to be fair. I'm staying out of it. Guess what? That's one less thing that I have to do. Stop fighting. Stop arguing. More importantly, stop resisting. Stop resisting. That is one of the most important concepts for me to practice. My audience knows I'm close with my mother, who disinherited me, and I'm still disinherited. And the other day, you know, she asked me, she says, you know what? She calls me Becky. She says, you know what, Becky? When you don't call me, because I try to call her every day, and some days, you know, listen, I need a vacation. Some days I need to go into hibernation. So a couple of days I don't call. And so one morning she called me early. She never calls earlier than 7. And I answered the cell phone. And I said, she says, Becky, I need you to call me every day. I need you to call me every day just to touch base and just to let me know that you're okay. Now, 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a month ago, I would have told her, Mom, stop worrying. I'm okay. The universe has my back. I'm not going to call you every day. I mean, I have enough to do in my life. And you know what I said, audience? You know what I told her? I said, okay, Mom. Okay. I'll call you every day. And she says, just to call and say you're okay and check in. Well, let me say something. I must be special because my son doesn't have to call her every day and check in. Her nephews don't have to call her every day and check in. Her neighbor, but she wanted me. She wants me to call every day and check in. And, you know, the universe has a hand in all of this because I really believe for me that the universe is really trying to, I mean, is all up in my ass, trying to give me some, come on now, we want you to get this. We want you to get this concept of non-resisting and don't resist anything. Say okay. And that's exactly what I did. I said, okay, Mom. Now, I'm really focusing on saying yes and saying okay in the moment. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to call her every day tomorrow. But in the moment, I said okay. And yes, I have called her. And I have left messages. Oh, you okay, don't tell her. If anybody meets my mom, please don't tell her this. I love it when the answering machine comes on. Thank you, answering machine. If she's across the street talking to her neighbors or if she's in the garage washing clothes, thank God for the answering machine and I can leave a message. Don't tell her that, though. So it's the little things, audience. It's the little things that just kind of be mindful of it throughout the day. Now, that was one lesson that I got last week about change. And let me give you this other lesson, which was really interesting. And I see that the chat. Listen, people in the chat, thank you so much. And ask any question or any kind of, let me see what you've been writing here. Let's see if we can add you to the show, because I love feedback. Dilemma through the emergence of eliminated spirit, which then provides the world with the choice of a third path, the path of Neo, the path of peace. I love that movie, The Matrix. Yes. Accepting the present, which ultimately allows evolutionary transition. You know what? I'm mumbling, and I shouldn't be mumbling on the radio. And yes, the path of non-resisting and the path of surrendering. Surrendering and non-resisting are actually two separate things. They are the same concept. They are, yeah, but surrendering, for me, resisting is resisting. I mean, I'm right in the moment and something is happening. Some arrows are coming at me and then I have to lay back and resist. And then surrendering for me means, okay, I'm not in charge of where the direction my life is going to go. I am not in charge of what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not making anything happen. That was a big one. I'm not making anything happen. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm making it all happen. But I was talking to one of my guests yesterday, and she said, and I told her, I said, you know what? I've been on the radio for almost 2 years, and August will be 2 years. And guess what? If I had wanted a radio show 5 years ago, I don't think it would have happened. The universe has all of this planned and set out, and everything happens when it's time to happen. This radio show is happening when it's time to happen. And that's one of the things that I had to really, really wrap my head around, because I really thought that I was doing all of this shit. I really thought that I was the one in control. Back up to my other lesson that I learned. See if you can relate to this. I take public transportation to the office every single day. And a week ago, I can actually take two separate buses. And I was standing in line for one bus, and this gentleman started talking to me. And you know, us bus people, us public transportation people, you know, you make friends because people travel at the same time, and so you see familiar faces. And he had seen me before, and he's asking me questions. He says, "I've seen you before, and I always have a briefcase that I'm pulling actually." And he was asking me about, you know, what do I do? And he was just trying to make conversation. And I was listening to him. And just then, the other bus that I could take pulled up. So the line that I was waiting in, there wasn't a bus yet. And there was the other bus that I could take. I can take two separate buses, pulled up. And he was still talking to me. Now, while he was still talking and the bus pulled up, guess what I did? Can you guess? I actually walked away from him. I just walked away. I didn't know him. I just, you know, this is my bus, time to go. I wasn't angry. I wasn't irritated. I just walked away. And while I was walking away to get on the second bus, I actually was thinking in my head, I said, "You didn't even say goodbye. You didn't say have a nice day. You just left his ass. You just walked away." And I thought about it for a minute, and you know what? I gave myself a pass. And I gave myself a pass because I had good energy when I walked away. Fast forward to 20 minutes. Now I'm off the bus. It's a quick ride. Get downtown LA, and I have to walk about three blocks to get to my office building. I'm walking to my office, and there's a gentleman that is running across the street. I haven't even crossed the street yet, but he's running across the street towards me because he's trying to beat the light. So, you know, when the light turns yellow and you have to kind of shuffle a little bit faster. So he's walking faster. And then when he got across the street to me, close to me, I said, "You better not hurt yourself." And he started laughing, and he says, "Yeah," he says, I don't get enough exercise. And so we were just chatting, and he says, "You work downtown?" I said, "Yeah, I work in that office building down the road, the Ronald Reagan building." And he says, "Oh, I work for myself." So we're having a little conversation. And I started talking to him. He asked me a question. Oh, he said he was self-employed. He said he was broke and self-employed. That's what he said. And then I said, "Yeah, well, I'm broke and I am employed." And then I started telling him. I said, the universe was talking to me the other day about financial issues. And do you know what this guy did? Do you know what this stranger did? I was right in the middle of a sentence. And he walked away from me. I could still feel the moment. And I was shocked, first of all. Nobody walks away from me. I've never experienced that. And, I just never experienced it. And a man walking away from me? What? Have you seen my pictures? I mean, please. Oh, my God. And I stood there on the corner while he was walking away with my mouth hanging open. I received exactly what I gave out. And my lesson was, don't walk away from people. You just don't walk away from somebody without, acknowledging them and saying goodbye, have a nice day. So that was my lesson. The same morning, earlier in that morning, I was having a conversation with the universe again about these finances because, you have the wisdom, you have the knowledge, you have all of this information that you want to share. And where is my financial abundance, universe? Where is it? And I actually talk to them, and they talk back to me, and I can hear the voices. And I said, "Well, where is it?" And the universe said to me, "You have it. You already have it." And then I said, "No, I don't. Look at my bank account. No, I don't. I owe this. What do you mean I have it?" And they said again, and they're really nice because they don't yell at me like I yell at them. "You have it." And I took a few deep breaths. And I said, "I don't believe that I have it." And they said, "Yes, we know." And then I ask them, well, because I always get what I ask for, always. And I mean, when I say asking, I mean vibrationally. Whatever my vibration is, they always give it back. And I said, well, okay, you're right. I don't believe I have it. Make me believe I have it. I want to believe. I want to have that vibration. I want to believe that I have it. If I don't have, if I don't, if, you know, if there's no evidence of it, which there ain't, then make me believe that I have it. Can you do that for me? Can you help me with that? I mean, listen, I'm on these people all the time. I'm on the universe all the time. Can you, whatever I can't do, can you help me with that? Can you help me believe that I have it? And they say, yeah, we can do that. And then they told me this. You need evidence to believe. And we're not into evidence, especially earthly evidence. We are not into evidence. We are not into having proof. Well, what else? Well, I am human, don't I? And then I actually felt what they were saying. Okay, you're right. I want evidence that I am abundant. I want evidence, but see, I want to believe it. I made a choice. What do you think, audience? Which would you rather have? Choice number one, evidence of your abundance. In other words, a supply, an endless supply of cash on hand, evidence of your abundance, or an internal knowing of your abundance, knowing who you are. It actually shook me up for a minute, because if I believe internally, and if I know without a doubt, without evidence, without physical evidence that I am abundant, that I do have as much resources as I need, if I really, really believe that, I mean, in my gut, in my soul, in my veins, if I really believe that, for me, I think that would even be, I would rather feel that. I would rather feel that, because that means that wherever I am and wherever I go and whatever I'm doing, I still know and I still believe and I still feel that I am abundant. You know, there's a passage in the Bible of Jesus talking to someone, and he says, you know, these kingdoms that you have, these earthly kingdoms, you think this is wealth? It's nothing. I'm just paraphrasing. I don't know exactly how Jesus said it. So I'm sitting there, and I'm actually having this conversation with the universe on the bus before I meet the guy that walks away from me. Same morning. And I said, okay, universe, okay. I want to believe, I want to know without physical evidence. That's where I want. I rather have that. You're right again. Thanks a lot. And guess what happened? I get to the building. And I, you know, walk in, go up to the 12th floor, go to my desk. And in my basket, I have this little basket on my desk, you know, where I have in work people that come in and put work and they put it in the basket. Okay, now I know what I have to do today. And in the basket, on the same morning that I was talking to the universe, there was an envelope. It was a card to me. What is this? It's not Mother's Day. It's not Staff Appreciation Day. It's not Christmas. It's not my birthday. There is a card. And I looked at the card. I had no idea, but it had my name on it, so it was for me. And we're going to take a quick 30-second break, and we're going to come back. How's that for a teaser? And I'm going to let you know. I'm going to share with you what was in the card in the middle of May. No holiday, nothing. We'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality. Don't you love that song? That's my son wrote that song and a scene in that song. Reality Spirituality. Where was I? Oh, yes. I get to my desk and there's a card. I open the card and on the outside it says, thank you. Thank you for all the work you've done. And the inside, it has, you're great, you're special, you know, I couldn't have done this job without you. One of the attorneys in the office was leaving. And in the card was two $50 bills. Two brand new, crisp, nice $50 bills. Now, this attorney that I've worked with, I've known him for, maybe 4 or 5 years. He has never, ever given me anything. Not that I've asked for it, I'm just saying, never. And, you know, sometimes in the office, people exchange Christmas gifts, Staff Appreciation Day, birthday gifts. Never. He's a younger guy, cool guy. You know, these young kids, they don't know that they're supposed to give gifts. Oh, I didn't say that out loud. Can you believe that? And immediately, I started crying. Happy tears, of course. I was crying because it's basically the universe putting both of their hands on my shoulders and shaking me and saying, come on, we want you to get this. We want you to believe this. We got you. We have you. Everything's in order. Don't you get it? And audience, it's the same for you. I'm no different than you are. We're in this universal boat, if you will, and we're here to discover these miracles, discover these lessons, and to discover who we really are. And who are we? We are the universe in a human body. I don't know about you, but the lessons that I have been taught, you know, you have a list of things to do. What the universe is doing to me is taking things off my list of things to do. I mean, they are actually scratching out things that I have to do. I don't have to worry. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to figure out how. I don't have to make something happen. I don't have to push. All I have to do is trust, surrender, not resist, relax, and follow my inspiration. What? She said, trust, don't resist, surrender, follow your inspiration, and know who you really are. You are the universe. You are everything you need to be in this moment. There's nothing you have to do. The only thing I ask the universe for, because I used to ask them for a lot of other shit, and this is the only thing I ask them for now, is bring me closer to you. Bring me closer. Make me, you know, mold me into someone that is an example of the universe. I want to be that example of the universe in a human body. So that means when I'm in anyone's presence, that they experience the energy, the vibration of the universe. I mean, can you imagine? I want to share with you that I have really been focusing on this and really practicing this with one of my most challenging people, my mommy. When I talk to her, it's more listening. It's, you know, I'm very conscious and no resisting, no matter what the conversation is. It's a, okay, mom, yeah. Wow, that's a great idea. You're right. So I can't believe that we only have a couple minutes left in the show, but I want to leave you with practice, or if you feel like it. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but try to be mindful of not resisting, and just, even if we just do it for a little bit, because honestly, the ability, the behavior of non-resisting always takes practice. I can't change without practice. And let me tell you something, the universe gives me a lot of tests for a lot of practices, for a lot of different ways to practice. And I used to... another test? No, I'm welcoming all of it. What's the P word? Oh, place, peace. Yes. Can you imagine spending the rest of your days, spending the rest of your moments being at peace with who you are, with where you are, with what you're doing, Can you imagine? I mean, when I say feeling at peace, I really mean being at peace from the inside. What a gift. And that's what I ask for every single day. I go outside, it's dark, sun's not out. Bring me closer. Give me my day, universe. Help me through. Open my eyes. Teach me what I need to learn to be happier, to be more connected. And I just want to leave you with that. I love you so much, audience, and thank you so much for your support, and thank you for these wonderful emails. You know, you can also email me if you want to receive my free newsletter. Every month I'm sending out different tips, how to be happier. You have a lot of different resources, and just email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, and you can be on, and I'll put you on the monthly email list. And if you want to go to my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, you can check me out there. And if you want any information on the coaching programs that I offer, please go to the webpage. I'm not really into marketing, but there you go. I have to. Until next week, I want to leave you with this. We all have the choice in any situation, in any moment. And you can choose to change it up and do something different. Or you can choose to go with the flow and do what you've been doing. Whatever it is, know that that everything is in order and you are at the perfect place at the perfect time. And know that whatever you need and whatever you want and whatever you require, you are being supplied every single moment. And you don't need evidence of it. You just need to know it. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I will talk to you next week. Have a wonderful week, everyone. I love you all.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we getting real.
Getting real.
Good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Time to get real.